InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
Millions of U.S. workers are managing chronic health conditions, but most keep it a secret. A recent survey reveals how this silent struggle affects careers, well-being, and workplace culture. Here to discuss the findings is Brian C. Castrucci, Doctor of Public Health and President and CEO of the De Beaumont Foundation. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
The survey found that 58% of U.S. employees report having a chronic physical health condition. Were you surprised at how high that number is?
I'm not. We have known for a long time that Americans are struggling with chronic disease. I myself am a type 2 diabetic, so I understand the struggle of having a chronic disease when you're at work and having to get to different places and more doctor's appointments, and it can be hard to manage and often stigmatizing.
What are some of the most common chronic conditions that employees are dealing with at work?
Hypertension, diabetes, heart disease. There are so many chronic conditions that people can have. And the problem is the way that we talk about health is we tend to blame the patient. It's one of the few places where we can blame someone who has a disease and somehow that's okay. You have diabetes because you didn't eat right or you didn't exercise, when it has a lot to do with our genetics and where we live and the environments that we're exposed to.
Despite needing accommodations, 60% of employees have not disclosed their conditions to their employer. Why do you think so many workers feel the need to keep the health struggles secret?
It can be stigmatizing, like so many things in our society. You don't want your employer to think that, you know, you're not going to be at work on time, or you're going to be out a lot, and maybe that means you don't get a promotion or you don't get a special project because you have a health condition that you're trying to manage and mostly can effectively manage. And so there's always that stigma, and that's something we have to really work on in our country, is not having stigma associated with chronic disease.
According to the research, about half of the employees with chronic conditions said they couldn't take time off or even take a break when they needed to. What would you say this says about workplace culture in the U.S.?
The U.S. is one of two industrialized countries that doesn't have a national standard for paid sick leave, the U.S. and South Korea. We should have time to manage our disease, to be sick when we're sick. I mean, our kind of culture where we romanticize and we treat people who come to work when they're sick as heroes. Like, they did that. They came to work even though they were sick. Well, they came to work when they were sick and they probably got you sick and your kids sick. It's not heroic. And we need a culture that allows people to heal and manage their conditions, and so we can get the maximum impact out of every person. Because when any one of us can't be their optimal self, we all suffer.
The survey suggests that chronic health conditions affect career growth, with the employees missing out on projects, promotions, and even getting negative feedback. Is this something that employers can address and make better?
Absolutely. This is about any inclusive workplace. You want to have people be able to show up as their full selves and their best selves. As I said, I am a type 2 diabetic and I manage my disease, and it hasn't stood in the way of my career, and I'm fortunate because of that. But there are so many people who have neglected their care because they're trying to make that deadline, or they don't have paid sick leave, or there are employment policies that aren't conducive to someone, you know, treating and managing their disease. And that just shouldn't be. People should be allowed to treat their disease, to manage their disease, and still be amazing employees.
Now, there are those who help family members who have chronic conditions, and nearly half have to do this during working hours. How does this affect productivity and well-being?
The caregiver crisis in America is serious. We have many folks who are having to care for parents or elderly who can't manage their own medications, and you have to go and actually provide hands-on care. And not everyone can afford in-home nursing care or some of the things that allow others who maybe have more resources to manage these issues. And so a caring and compassionate workplace needs to be something that we think about so that everyone can really show up and be their best selves. I mean, no one comes to work every day and says, gee, I want to do a lousy job. We all want to do a great job, but some of us have to manage some other extraneous issues. And we should be able to do that and still be amazing workers. That doesn't mean that you can't be employee of the month. It just might look different. It's like just different shapes into the right slots. Not everyone has to fit, you know, into the round hole. Sometimes you have to change the holes so that different pegs can fit in them. But that's the way that we have a really diverse and thoughtful workforce, and those experiences can really help.
Our guest is Brian C. Castrucci, Doctor of Public Health and President and CEO of the De Beaumont Foundation. And we're talking about a recent survey of U.S. workers managing chronic health conditions and keeping it secret. Brian, the survey highlights that fewer than 4 in 10 employees feel their employer supports flexible work arrangements. What are the benefits to a business or company to offer more flexibility?
Well, when you realize that almost 6 in 10 people have a chronic illness, there's a need for the workplace to be thoughtful and accommodating for those folks, because to leave out that many people from your pool from whom you can hire, that's a lot of folks. That's a lot of talent. And so you want to be able to maximize that talent and meet your staff where they are. We're not working on an assembly line. We're not given the same structures that we once had. We can be flexible. We can give people some time away. It's even just like, you know, back in the past, you would have teachers who weren't allowed to teach when they were pregnant, or women who weren't allowed to breastfeed. We've made those accommodations. We need to make those accommodations for people who are chronically ill, just as we've evolved with women and pregnancy.
Brian, given the findings of this survey, what steps would you suggest policymakers need to take to improve workplace conditions for employees with chronic illness?
The number one thing that every employee should have access to is paid sick leave. When you look at the pandemic, people who didn't have paid sick leave came to work and could have possibly infected others, not because they didn't care, but because they were trying to keep their kids fed or a roof over their head. And that's what we made people pick between. Do I want to go to work and possibly get you sick? Or do I want to stay at home and possibly have my kids not fed? Let me tell you, if I was making that choice, I'm picking my kids every time. But we, like every other industrialized nation, should have standards for paid sick leave. Some states have increased and required paid sick leave. Some counties, some cities have. We need a national standard for paid sick leave. We had it for a brief moment during COVID, and we should really think about how it can improve the economy of America by making sure that people can show up as their best selves and not when they are sick and should be at home, causing other people to get sick as well.
So that would be a top-down type solution. Are there ways that employees can advocate for better accommodations and support in their workplace?
I think it's talking to HR. It's actually thinking about, you know, we do a lot. Companies invest so much money in workplace wellness, the yoga programs, the various things that we do inside the workplace. But here's the reality of it. 80% of a company's healthcare costs come from kids, spouses and retirees, and they don't get that workplace wellness program. So what we really need to focus on is that the new workplace wellness is community health. And it's advocating for really strong policies in a community so that everyone can achieve their optimal health. That's good business. Good health is good business. And we all need to learn that, because health is an economic indicator. And when our workforce is healthy, then we can have a strong economy. If our workforce is not healthy, then our economy is in peril.
If you're listening to this and you're a boss, you're an employer, what would you suggest some actions that could be taken just immediately to make things better?
You need to really look at the policies that you have at your workplace and really start to think through, are these policies inclusive? Do they allow people with chronic illness to manage their disease? Because if you're not, if you work at a workplace where you can't manage your chronic illness, then work could be killing you. And that's not anything that we want. No one benefits when we're not actually managing disease appropriately. And more importantly, it'll cost the employer money in the future when you're dealing with employees who have much more complex, much more advanced disease.
Brian C. Castrucci, Doctor of Public Health and President and CEO of the De Beaumont Foundation. Brian, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Next, are women getting adequate heart health care? That story as InfoTrack continues.
Stick around. There's more InfoTrack straight ahead.